This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One hardly knows where to begin, to be honest with you. It was a little bit like a day-long IPO train wreck, watching Facebook open at $38 and then close at $38.23 a share. Maybe where we start is with Heidi Moore and John Carney and our weekly wrap there in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
So, Heidi, was I a little harsh? Is Facebook a flop or a no flop?
You were not harsh enough. Right. It was a tremendous disappointment. They should have done much better, and the company was really haughty towards investors. I think karmically that came back to bite it.
John, what do you think?
I don't think it was as bad as Heidi says. I think that we've gotten used to these sort of explosive first days for some of these hot IPOs. I don't think that's healthy for the market. You shouldn't buy into an IPO, you know, hoping to double your money. It's not the lottery. A 10%, you know, 7 to 15% raise is pretty normal.
Yeah, but John, we're in like the single low-digit decimals here for this gain. Come on.
I agree. This was a little surprising to me. Right. I had said I thought it would close, you know, 10% to 15% higher. Not almost exactly where it opened.
Shows what you know. Hey, Heidi, what about the theory that investment banks got it right? Their job is to price the IPO at what the market will bear, and clearly, $38 is what the market will bear.
No, that's absolutely wrong, because the reason it's at 38 bucks.
So glad we called you.
Exactly. The reason it's at 38 bucks is because Morgan Stanley had to come in and support that stock. They had to buy all the shares that people were dumping.
Well, okay, hold
that
on.
That's not the way it should work.
Explain that a little bit, because every time this thing, and I was watching all day, as were a lot of people, every time I got down to $38 even, it somehow miraculously went back up and not down to $37.99. So, John, what were the underwriters doing, the banks that brought this thing to market?
Right. So what they were doing is coming in and supporting the price. They basically just had a limit order and then said, if it gets to 38, we start buying again so that it will never drop below 38. What I don't think they ever expected was to have to buy as much as they did, because this was an epic battle with people trying to sell and, you know, people selling, and the underwriters having to come back in and keep snatching up shares.
All right, so
that's not how you want things to go if you're an underwriter.
Right, of course. Heidi, what happens? Well, how long can the underwriters keep it up, right? I mean, on Monday, when people go to sell Facebook, if they do, what happens?
That's it. You've seen it. This is as far as the underwriters go.
Really?
After
wow.
this.
Just one day?
I know. And they got $176 million for it.
That's right.
Well, I would say that I expect some support, not the kind of $38, you can't go lower than this support. Yeah. But I do think the underwriters will stop it from dropping too precipitously on Monday. How much after that goes, it's not clear. But they were paid big fees to use their big balance sheets to support this stock. And they're going to keep doing it at least to some extent on Monday.
They created the hype and they have to eat it.
Well,
yeah.
go to the nuts and bolts of this thing. What happened? Why didn't it, you know, it got up to like $45 at one point, but what happened to keep it where it is?
Well, a lot of people sold. What we saw was that a lot of insiders, people who already owned the shares, were selling out. 57% of the shares were being sold by insiders. They were selling out, and that's always a bad sign for the market. Why don't those people want to stay in? And so that said it. When you see the price dropping, it means more people are trying to sell than there are people available to buy.
One of the things I heard was that a lot of the big institutional buyers who came in to buy, and even some of the smaller hedge funds who bought into the IPO, the standard game is you put in a big allocation and you get cut down to half of that. So let's say you want $75 million of Facebook and you get so you ask for 150, they cut you down and you get 75. What I heard happened to a lot of folks here is they got the full allocation they asked for, which was much more than they ever expected to, so they had to sell.
They had to get rid of it. Yeah. So Heidi, did Facebook get greedy with this, with the $38 and adding shares?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, it's nice to be an exception, but it's bad form to consider yourself an exception. And clearly, Facebook had that. They thought they could push this market as far as possible. They tried it, and they came back down to earth. So that's actually a good sign for the market. It shows people are rational.
We'll see what happens on Monday. Heidi Moore, she's our New York Bureau Chief. John Carney is with CNBC. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
See ya.